reservation because you're late, but they have no service.
Can you please, well, I was with the other cabin and I think it doesn't work. That's the reason they are mad now.
Did you go to Enterprise website?
I think it's the...
Well, let's see what we can do. And I'm a new person with a new reservation.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Now you're away from the shuttle, right?
Okay. Yeah. Do you see that they said in front of you? Can you please place the driver's license?
Oh, driver's license, sure. Hang on one sec.
Yes, I had to see your driver's license.
Okay, there's my driver's license.
Okay, just let me look for the reservation, okay?
Thanks.
Take 12 bucks, get back.
We'll probably wait for the 20 minutes for the bus to come in
and wait.
My daughter's elementary school is Madera. I see your name is Maria Madera. Go and this is my very first attempt.
First guy had not great, but he was able to get it.
Okay, can you please close the door? Sorry.
Sure. She asked me to close the door.
Okay, I see here that you have a reservation.
Yes.
And you have an standing ballast that is 119 and 1, okay? Okay. Let me verify if you prepare something.
Sure. So it's 109, just 119. I thought the reservation was like 145 or something, but 119 sounds fine. I can pay with a credit card.
Okay, now this is the only thing I see here, okay? And you have a reservation from today. It was 6 a.m., okay? It's almost 8 a.m. I'm not sure if it's late, okay?
Say again?
That your reservation is for 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm. I think the reservation was 6:30, but I've been standing at the booth this whole time.
Okay.
I've been waiting in line to go into a booth.
Okay, it's till Thursday at 6 p.m., correct?
Yes. That's when it ends, yes.
Just let me wait for the information from customer service for some.
Sure.
Okay?
Thanks.
Your phone number is, can you please confirm it?
Sure. My phone number is
415-306.
Here, I'll start over. 415-306-2151.
51, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm filling the information of your travel license, okay?
Thanks.
Just give me a couple minutes.
Thanks.
And I don't have an email address for you. Can you please type it in your phone and you show me?
Sure. I'll type it into my phone and then sure. One sec.
Okay, just type it because it's very important to me has the current one that you have.
Of
because
course.
I will send you two copies of the agreement just right there.
Sure. I'll type it in right now and show you. And I'll say it out loud. It's lee@lee.org. There it is on the screen.
This is your email.
Yes. It's a very short email address.
Oh, yes, I see it. First time I see it, something like that. Okay, but it's okay. If it works, it's okay.
And my name is Lee. And my email is lee@lee.org.
Okay, Lee. Now, you can take the driver license and just please show me the credit card, the one that you had to use for the security deposit and also the payments. Okay?
Sure. Credit card.
Okay, I see it. Can you please flip it to see the back?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Just take it.
Okay.
And how are you going to cover the car?
Insurance-wise?
Yes, the insurance. How are you going to cover the car?
My credit card has a collision damage waiver on it, so I don't need insurance through
okay,
you or Expedia.
Okay, you want to use it. Just give me one second. Okay, for just one reason, I don't know what the system, it doesn't let me continue just to verify the whole info from your reservation. Do you receive an email from Expedia, Lee? If you receive it, can you please complete it and just show me?
Sure, one second.
Yes, it has it's a quick survey. You can complete it and just type whatever, good service. At the final, when it says thanks for your sharing your impression, you show me. With that, I can refresh here and the system can show me the whole information from your reservation, because remember that the time of pickup, it was 2 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I have not received an email today, but do you want me to pull up an older email from Expedia?
If you have it, they sent you a couple of minutes ago, I think.
Let's see. I mean, I have an email from 5 days ago with the itinerary number, but let me check one more time. I don't have an email in the last day.
Okay. Okay, no worries. Just give me one moment. I will verify with customer service and they can help me with that. And additional, you told me that you want to cover with your credit card, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and what about the tolls? Are you going from the toll roads?
I don't need an electronic pass.
Any tolls?
I won't be using any.
No, I was asking because we offer the SunPass, the unlimited tolls. They are $18.99 per day. Okay, this
no
is
thanks.
Optional. It's not mandatory, but just in case, if you cross a toll when you return the car, you had to pay for $24.99 and also the amount of the tolls.
Thanks for saying I don't need a SunPass.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, okay.
Thank you.
Okay, just give me 1 second. I'm waiting here for information from customer service for something, okay?
Yeah. And I just want to say, I think I spoke incorrectly. I think I had said that I had reserved the car for 6:30 a.m., but no, I had reserved it for 6 a.m. because my
yes, that's the reason it's not showing the system.
Because my flight got in at 5:53, I reserved for 6. But it's been quite a while waiting at the car rental place. I apologize for that.
Yes. And do you travel with kids, or you are just driving alone?
Just myself.
Okay. Can you please show me the part in your benefits from your credit card that really covers the collision damage waiver? Do you have it?
You're looking for the... I think what you're looking for is a documentation that my credit card covers the collision damage waiver?
Yes, please. Just to confirm it.
I don't have any information about... I don't have that information on me. But I know that it covers it. I can look
but
it
do
up
you
online.
Have access to the app or something like that that it really covers?
Sure, I'm sure I could. I mean, I can start from here. My first glance is here. I don't know if that's enough for you. This was a Google search. I can find the Costco website that says the same thing.
Okay, I know that this is full. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, your reservation is still 2 days, okay? It's 4 days.
You said, could you say that again?
That is 4 whole days.
Yes.
Okay, did you find about the proof of the credit card or something?
Oh, I'm sorry. I showed you one thing. Was that not enough? I apologize.
Oh, no. I mean, if you had the access to your app from the Costco or the Visa or something like that, because that's from Google.
Let me take a look. I'm sorry. I wasn't looking because I thought that was enough. Give me just one sec here. Let's see. I'm logging onto my Costco right now, and I'll find it.
I'm next. Don't let no virtual people cut myself in line.
Still looking here. Okay, I found the information on a website. Would you like me to show you?
Yes, please.
I'm using a Citibank Costco card, and here's the website. And I scroll down to collision damage, etc.
You are covered collision loss, damage, insurance when you rent a vehicle unit, and the collision damage waiver. Okay, that's okay. Thank you.
Great. Sorry I took so long there.
Okay, waiting for the answer from customer service, how much would be the security deposit, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let's say that's true. I have an umbrella policy under my name that covers.
Okay. Customer service just confirmed that because of the hour, the reservation was subject to availability, okay?
Availability.
Yes, okay. But now I see the security deposit, the one that is refundable for you, for the category card that you have is a medium SUV, will be 250. Okay, this is total refundable for you when you return the card.
Okay.
Right now, remember the credit card just covered the collision; it doesn't cover the liability. And when I add the information here about the insurance, is covering the this amount. Just give me 1 second.
Waiting for customer service?
Because I should have had
called. Yes.
So then I had to pay again this morning to get here. But I didn't care. I wish I didn't. And I was like, no problem. Let me just DoorDash liquor. Let me find here. Got my bourbon. Got me something to eat. Some canes, something or whatever. Yeah, I never had that. Yes. So I got me some chicken and fries and some small. And I had me a drink. And I was like, no, I'm fine. Take me a shower and relax.
That's also good.
Yeah, I like it.
If you're just sitting there, it seems like the other station here at Fort Lauderdale Airport is having communication issues, which is sure.
Yes,
no,
it is.
No
okay,
good.
By now. It was 250, the security deposit, the one that is refundable for you.
Okay.
The time can be related, the security deposit is still 30-day business, usually take less, like 7 or 10 days. But the terms and conditions says that can be till 30-day business, okay? Now, about the charges, remember that you have an outstanding balance here, that it was 119, and your credit card doesn't cover the collision, and you are using an external insurance for us. The whole amount that you have to pay for take the card, remember that you reservation, it was subject to availability because of the hour. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, the whole amount. It's 406. Okay, this includes the liability. Okay? And it covers two. The credit card administration fee, because you are using that one for cover, okay? So this is $10.99 per day. I mean, when your cover is not purchased directly through us, we must verify and handle the claims and all of that, okay? You are using the credit card covers, okay? The third party insurance administration fee $10.99 per day is applicant, okay? This covers the verification, documentation, and claims processing with external insurance providers. I mean, with the credit card that you want to use. So that's the reason. The whole amount will be $406, including the outstanding balance, the liability, and the third party insurance administration fee and taxes, of course. And the security deposit will be $250.
So it's, so just to say it back to you, the entire rental, which is 4 days, will be $406.
Perfect. And the other transaction will be the security deposit, that is $250, total refundable for you when you return the card.
What happened to the $150 rental?
Okay, remember that the credit card that you are using does just cover the collision, okay? That's the principal thing. And we require the full coverage, I mean, with the liability. And it's just one insurance at the time you are providing me and you want to cover with the credit card. I can ask you for your insurance to cover the liability because the system added automatically when you told me that you want to cover with the credit card, okay?
So to say it back to you, it's the initial charge of 150 or so, or I think you said 119, and then yes. $10.99 a day for...
Yes, for use the credit card, because it's external. And now about the liability, and then will be 60 per day. Remember too that your time of pickup was 6 a.m., so the reservation was subject to availability.
So when you say subject to availability, what does that mean?
I mean, because you didn't be here at 6 a.m., so the season take a like it's no show. I mean, you have 1 hour quest to take the car. And I know you will be waiting, but the system take a like a no show. You didn't stay here at 6 a.m.
Well, my flight got in at 5:53. And I was here at the rental office at about 6:30, and I waited an hour because the person in front of me one person was having technical issues at the other booth, and this booth took half an hour.
Okay.
And that puts us to seven something. And so you're raising the price. I'm going to have to bail on this because of the more established rental car companies are less expensive and I won't have to deal with... I put a timer on this. I've been waiting, an hour and 50 minutes. An hour and 50 minutes. Minus about 10 minutes for travel. I've been waiting an hour and 35 minutes, and you're doubling the rate. It doesn't work for me. If you can't honor even close to the price that you guys promised, I have to leave.
Okay, so you don't want to continue in this way. You just have to...
No, because it'll be less expensive and infinitely more efficient to go with another company.
Okay, just give me 1 second.
Yes. and I'm listening to a person outside who's saying,
yes,
he's been waiting here since 7 a.m. and he's going to walk into this booth and his reservation will be canceled because he's late, because I'm chatting with you. That's not a good way to do business.
Yes, I understand. But if you go through the tensor condition, when you make the reservation, it really says this information about that you have 1 hour grace to pick
up the car.
And about it can be.
I was here. I was here waiting. You can't see it, but right over there, watching another person be just as unhappy with their service.
Okay.
And I'm sure the cars have not disappeared, because I've been standing here and no other cars have left this building. If you want the cars to sit idle, this is how.
Yes, just waiting here. What can I do for you? Because I understand that you were waiting for a long time.
I've been waiting. I don't know if you can see my timer. I started the timer when I was waiting for the shuttle bus 1 hour and 56 minutes ago. It's a 10-minute shuttle bus ride, and that's not cool. So I'm gonna have to leave. And thank you very much.
Okay. And I will let them know here. We don't take any charge for cancel the reservation. I'm so sorry for that. And I'm just trying to do the best way to, resolve this, because you were waiting for a long. But customer service telling me that honestly the reservation, it was subject to availability, and this is the only way to proceed.
Yeah, and actually, there's no name tags. Are you? What car company or companies do you work for? Are you with Roots specifically?
Yes.
There are several other companies
with
here.
Roots and Next Car, Max Advantage.
Okay.
That's really different.
So the all of the car companies that are here at the this center, which is Next Car, Advantage, America Car Rental, Huxton, a couple others. Okay. Well.
Okay.
Thank you.
After all, I hope you have a good day.
So I just want to make sure that we've canceled this transaction and.
No, I remember I didn't take any transaction and you didn't prepare anything with Expedia. Okay, so you are not eligible for a refund or something like that. We don't take any charge for cancel the reservation. I just have to leave a note here that you didn't want to continue with the reservation, and that's all. Okay. Anything else?
Thank you.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful day after all.
You too.
Honest.
Bye.
I'm so sorry. Bye.
You better get that $5 drink and stop leaving it over there.
Or do they bring a car to you? Here, look. I'm abandoning and going to another car company.
How are you?
Because they doubled the rate. Huh. And you're still here? Oh my god!
Yeah.
They doubled the rate because I was late, but I was late because
you were in line.
Because I was in line. And it's gonna cost $406 instead of $150, and I'm like, and I said a very pleasantly to my agent, Ruth. But she works for all the companies, I think. Good luck. I'm gonna call another car company. I've been here 2 hours.
Go back to the airport.
I don't know, but I don't know. Yeah, I.
What'd you say? They doubled the rate.
They doubled the price because I showed up late, but I showed up late because I was waiting here for an hour.
Wow.
And they're also charging me for using a credit card.
Not a debit card, but a credit
card. $10.99 a day for a credit card.
What about
maybe it was.
I think it's debit.
Maybe they were charging me. No, credit. Yeah. Expedia said $150.
Yeah.
The lady said $405.
Wow.
And I'm like, no. The waiting here for an hour. No, the waiting here for. waiting here for 2 hours.
Wow.
Actually, I started that timer when I got to the shuttle bus.
Yeah, the shuttle, yeah.
When I was standing at the shuttle bus.
This
is ridiculous. So I'm bailing. I'm going to go to Enterprise or somebody. I'm going to go to the airport.
Go to the bigger companies.
Good luck. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll work out for you.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out for me or the person before me. And that lady in the left booth has been there longer than I have.
Mm. And this is Burnett's for all of them.
She said she's an agent for all of the companies here. She named Next and Roots. I know.
It's horrible.
Such a scam.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
I had a feeling when I was booking it through Expedia. I was like, maybe I shouldn't book through you because I've never heard of Next. And you know what? I was hesitant to book Fox. I shouldn't have did Fox.
Yeah, yeah, I've done Fox before.
They're in the airport.
Yeah.
I was hesitant to do Fox, and I think 8. So now I know I would do 8.
But I've done...
I've done both of those? Yeah. I normally do like Avis, Enterprise, or the big names. Even 6. They're expensive. But, oh, gosh. Good luck to you.
So I guess I'm going to wait for a shuttle back to the airport.
That's going
to
take a long time. I know, right?
Yeah. Joy, oh joy. Yeah. Good luck to you. I hope you come out here with a key in your hand.
This is ridiculous. I've never seen an operation like this before.
Yeah, I just bailed.
Did you tell them no?
Yeah. Yeah. You were,
I'm with my husband.
Did you talk to an agent in person or on virtual?
My husband did, virtual.
And they doubled the price. It was $150 on Expedia, and it was going to be $405 done because I was late to pick up my car. I was late to pick up my car because I was standing right there, and they're charging me $11 a day for a credit card and something else. I don't know what else.
What the hell?
I didn't pay attention because I'm done.